all the decisions you make is performing your life. But here we are talking about that special path which needs a leader. Even if following someone else is bad, this little bad is better than all those worst things that you could do alone. Yes?
Though he was blind, he was capable of receiving light. From showing this aversion, he becomes blind and blue. Jesus says to him, "O blind man, cling to me with both hands. I have a precious collyrium. If thou art blind, thou wilt obtain light from me and lay hold of the Joseph's shirt of the Spirit. The fortune and highway lies in the business that comes to thee after utter defeat. Give up the business that hath no foot or head. Hark, old donkey, get for thyself a peer. May none but the peer be master and captain. Not the peer of the rolling sky, but the peer of right guidance."
Here is in translation, they couldn't let go of the peer. Because yes, here he is. Really, in this long paragraph, is trying to make you understand the value of the peer. And you say that peer, with that peer, I don't mean really the old fellow. Because in natural life, there are old people. I mean these special people, we call them old because they are the leaders, actually. They could lead us towards something because they are enlightened. They know the path. They know where we are going. So they lead us. Yes?
The devotee of darkness sees the light immediately as soon as he becomes subject to the peer. What is required is self-surrender, not long toil. It is useless to rush about in error.
What is required, what you need really here is to surrender. Yeah. Look at the children. No matter what do you say, they question it. And you have this habit. You could question everything. But there is one place that you should surrender. This is what we are talking about. Right from the beginning, we said, your problem is you. The real problem for the people in this path is the ego, me. Forget about me. Because you could understand we. How? We say, start to trust the others. One. Just find one fellow who knows better than you. I know it's difficult, because you know a lot. Normally, we don't find someone. Here, it says, we need that someone. Not really because he will give us something or here. No, here we are talking about giving up this self to get rid of ego. I want to get rid of my inflated ego. What should I do? The first step is to find one fellow who knows better than you. Because that's not very easy to do. Yes?
Henceforth, I will not seek the way to the ether. I will seek the peer. I will seek the peer. The peer. The peer.
Yeah. Man na juyam zin sepas rao ho asir. Peer juyam. Peer juyam. Peer. Peer. This is the verse. You see? He wants to really make the point for you to understand that I don't want to do this and that and that and that. I'm looking for Peter. That's all. Yes.
The pier is the ladder to heaven. Mm-hmm. By whom is the arrow made to fly? By the bow.
That's the point. Imagine something in the sky in hunting. That piece of wood and metallic head and all that is moving because there was the arch here, down here, an arch will start that. Okay, it flies in the earth and it does this and that, but it starts with what? This is what happens to you. Yes?
Was it not Abraham that caused the gross Nimrod to journey to heaven by means of the vulture? By self-will, he often went upward, but no vulture can fly to heaven. Abraham said to him, O traveler, I will be thy vulture. This is more seemly for thee. When thou makest of me a ladder to go aloft, thou wilt ascend to heaven without flying. As the hart, without provisions or riding camel, travels as lightning to west and east, as man's consciousness, wandering abroad while he is asleep, travels during the night to cities, as the Gnostic, sitting quietly, travels by a hidden track through 100 worlds.
You see, he started with the story of Namrud. Namrud was a king and he wanted to fly, so he made these birds to take him off. Okay, but the Abraham will say, you fellow, come and fly with me, because I could fly you higher than those birds, and I could make this and that and that, and all the explanation suddenly comes here that, okay, this knowledge that we are talking about, this Irfan, آنچنان که عارف از راه نهان خوش نشسته می رود در صد جهان. Like this knowledgeable fellow, enlightened fellow we are talking about, he is sitting down but going around the universe. That's how it works. Yes?
If he has not been endowed with power to travel like this, then from whom are these reports concerning that country? Hundreds of thousands.
That's a trick. It says, we don't have to prove something here. You see that there are exceptional people, the genius one. They will bring us all these informations and knowledge. Shams brought him everything in 3 days only. This philosopher turned around, and you remember what he said about it. He said, I was dead, I became the light. I was the cry, I became the laughter. Because love came and I get the life. This is what it is. Yes?
Hundreds of thousands of peers are agreed upon these reports and these veracious narratives. Among these sources, there is no dispute, such as there is in knowledge based on opinions.
In logic, there is always questions. And it will be question and blah, 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 blah. This is what the knowledge is. Science is being questions and changing. But this thing that we are talking about will not change. This is the same message that, I don't know, Buddha was giving to the people. All these enlightened fellows, they talk about one thing only, and this is it. Yes?
That is searching in the dark night, while this is the presence of the Kaaba and midday. Arise, O Numar, and seek wings from personages. Thou wilt not get any ladder from these vultures. The vulture is the particular reason, O poor one. Its wings are connected with the eating of carrion.
When I was talking about those stupid birds that the fellow wants us to fly with, this is the logic. Logic is that birdie is limited. We are talking about limitless flying. Flying to nowhere, not to a little distance here. Yes?
The reason of the Abdal is like the wings of Gabriel. It soars mile by mile up to the shade of the lotus tree. I am a royal falcon. I am fair and auspicious. I have nothing to do with carrion. I am not a vulture. Abandon the vulture, for I will be thy helper. A wing of mine is better for thee than 100 vultures. How long wilt thou gallop blindly? For a trade and business, one needs a master.
What? We know that all the living creatures, with practice, they learn, right? They repeat something and they learn. But this is not the case of the human being. We are civilized. Do you remember the story of civilization? I told you several times because that was my first PhD, city planning. Before civilization, everybody will practice and will learn a little bit, period. But just a little bit. When the civilization is, then there are specialties. There is one guy who practices one thing to the best level of possibilities. That's how it works. We work together with the specialty. So we are looking for the spirit. There are some people who are special in that. You have to find them. Yes.
Do not disgrace thyself in the capital of China. Seek a sage, and do not separate thyself from him. Hark, whatever the Plato of the age bids thee do, give up thy self-will, and act in accordance with that. All in China are saying with zeal for their king, he begetteth not. Never in sooth has our king begotten a child. Nay, he has not allowed a woman to approach him. When any king says of him something of this sort, he weds his neck to the cutting scimitar.
Ah, you see, we are facing a very difficult king here. First of all, he denies even to be a man. We know that this beautiful lady that they are looking for is there, right? But he denies it. Why? That cheating is in the king as well. He doesn't want everyone just to know what's other. So you have to look for it, yes?
The king says, since thou hast spoken these words, either prove that I have a wife and family, and if thou prove that I have a daughter, thou art safe from my keen sword, or else without any doubt I will cut thy throat.
Exactly. Logically, this is the attitude of the people. You will say something, they will say, prove it. If you cannot prove it, get out of here. This is what that king will say. Say, oh, you say that I have a beautiful girl? Prove it. Because he has hidden the girl